Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Now these Sadducees put this question to our Lord because precisely they did not believe in the resurrection of the dead of the last day. That is, that we had an immortal soul that continues to live. And that's the point that our Lord makes here, by saying he's not the God of the dead, of the living. What does that mean? That yes, we are alive here on this earth, but we are alive as well in eternity. We have a spiritual soul that even at our death lives. It still lives. There is a life after our earthly death. Therefore, there is a resurrection. If we fully understand the body, that is, our own bodies and souls are meant for each other. Death is the separation of the two, which in the end will be reunited. And indeed, there is a resurrection. And that is what our Lord is pointing out to these Sadducees, utilizing the scriptures with which they were well familiar. Here he uses the example of God talking to Moses in the bush. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. When God was speaking to Moses, these three patriarchs who were descendants, of whom Moses was a descendant, had already long since died. But God, our Lord, is pointing out they were still alive in their spirit, that their spiritual souls were still alive. They don't die, you see, they go on living. Therefore, there is a life after death. There is a further existence, what we call eternity, because that existence never ends. And that is what we must be preparing for always. And we must stand firm in the faith that we have. That's what Paul is pointing out to Timothy in the first reading. He has just made him bishop of Ephesus. And he's saying, now be strong, courage. Timothy was actually rather youthful and rather sickly. And Paul is encouraging him and strengthening him. No, you must go on and preach the truth in spite of anything, in spite of trials. Go on with full courage. All that matters is God. Our attention in the end is all on God. Finally, here we celebrate the memorial of St. Justin, martyr, who was martyred in year 165, and for not long after the time of our Lord. He was a layman, but who strongly taught the faith and left us a few writings as well. But has strongly taught the faith, was stood firm in the faith, and gave up his life for it. He's one understood this teaching of our Lord. Our whole purpose for this life is to pass that test that says we love God. We believe in him. We love him. And nothing will stand in our way of being united with him forever in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.